Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news. Got any big plans for the weekend? I mean, I know church is definitely in, but what else are you going to be doing? Hey, I got a sign here that I'm getting old. I accidentally deleted rather than confirm some Facebook friend. I go on the air here asking you to be my friend, and then you do your part, and I just delete you. If that's happened to you, you'll know it, and get back with me, will you? In fact, I've contacted two people. Brenda, very sorry about that, and thought this was good. Heard from one of the local sheriffs. Yes, I did. Sheriff Dexter Lunsford, Carter County Sheriff. Thank you so much for contacting us, Sheriff. We appreciate all you folks do, you and your people there in Carter County. Well, I'm so excited. I really am. That things are going well with the radio show. So many of you contacting us from Tennessee and Virginia. Thanks to WMIK picking up lots of listeners in Kentucky. They're in North Carolina. Keep up the good work. And yes, I do want you to be my friend, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And don't forget the weekend. I'll see you in church on Sunday. He's not supposed to be here. You can hear that a million times a day. An illegal alien from Kenya, charged in the great state of Texas this week for allegedly murdering 11 elderly women, which comes in addition to charges he faces from 2018 for allegedly murdering another elderly woman. A dozen. Billy Shimara, 46 years old, has been in the Dallas County Jail since March of 18, facing a capital murder charge in the death of 81-year-old Lithia Harris. He's a former healthcare worker, indicted on Tuesday on 6 additional counts of capital murder in Dallas County, 5 counts in Collin County. So sad. This man is also facing immigration-related charges. He is unlawfully present in the United States of America. Illegal. One story after another every day like this. Well, it didn't take long. President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency to divert billions of dollars from the Pentagon for a border wall faces its first courtroom test today. That's going to be out in Oakland, California. The Sierra Club and a group of southern U.S. communities are asking a federal judge to immediately, that's immediately as of now, block this plan. It was announced in February after Congress declined to approve the billions requested by the president that Federal District Court Judge Haywood Gillum is going to hold a hearing today on a request for a nationwide order to stop construction of the wall. Operating under its emergency declaration, the administration put together a plan to spend about $6 billion, mostly from the Pentagon budget. So we'll see how that one goes. Big news out of Taiwan. Their parliament there has become the first now in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage following a vote yesterday. In 2017, the island's constitutional court ruled that same-sex couples had the right to legally marry. Parliament was given a 2-year deadline and was required to pass the changes by the 24th of May. Lawmakers debated 3 different bills to legalize same-sex marriage, and the government's bill, and the most progressive of the 3, was passed, I guess. Hundreds of gay rights supporters gathered in the rain, shouting and doing their thing. Yes, the Bible. Who needs the Bible? We want to live our life the way we want to live it. And one of the... Oh, never mind. China's state media signaled kind of a lack of interest in resuming any trade talks with the United States under the current threat to escalate tariffs. While the government said stimulus will be stepped up to buttress the domestic economy, without any new moves that show the U.S. is sincere, it's meaningless for its officials to come to China and have trade talks. That's what the big boys are saying. We'll find out where that one goes. I know many farmers I shared yesterday are upset, way down in exports. Hey, somebody's got to step up to the plate. We have been in trouble for decades. A huge disparity between imports and exports in this country. Advice to the president? Stick to your guns. Well, the pharmaceutical industry is under fire in the public eye, and they should be. I'm always talking about these people. I'm telling you, they are the greediest folks on this earth. And the pharmaceutical industry has mostly brought this on by itself through price hikes, alleged anti-competitive behavior, and aggressive opioid make. Let's crank it out, crank it out. We can make more and more billions of dollars. The big picture, there's a real debate to be had about the value of new, innovative, sometimes life-saving drugs, but the industry has clouded its own argument, my friend, and they've weakened their own political standings through a slew of really bad behavior. We don't care what you say. We're going to up the price of this thing 2,000% if we want to. While the industry argues that treatments are worth the cost today, yeah, and I'm willing to go without food in order to have medication to keep me alive, make me feel better. I think anybody with a half a brain would say that, but is it worth the cost? Critics point to a series of price hikes on products that have been around now for decades. Insulin, EpiPen. Yeah, somebody's got to do something. Get after these people. I don't think I could do it. I would just have to die. A Nebraska farmer made a life-saving decision last month when he used a 3-inch pocket knife to sever his own leg that got caught in farm machinery. What a man. Kurt Kaiser, 63 years old, said he was unloading corn from one bin to another when he accidentally stepped into a grain auger, trapping his left leg between the rotating shaft. The equipment began to pull him further in, mangling his leg. I just didn't know what to do. I was afraid it was going to suck me in all the more. I just about gave up and decided to let it do what it was going to do. The lifelong farmer told a local newspaper he couldn't find his cell phone and it would be useless to yell for help on his 1,500-acre farm. He said his will to live kicked in when he saw the machine had already removed his foot. Oh, my goodness. He observed an area just 8 inches below his knees, took out the pocket knife, and, okay, freed himself. I'll say again, that is one tough guy. That is a man. Will to live. What do you think you would have done? As we go to break, today's favorite t-shirt, it's all black here with a big, beautiful yellow sunflower and a heart with the words Jesus. It's not religion. It's a relationship. Well, amen to that. Some unbelievable things happening in America. Gonna share right after this. Well, mine came in the mail yesterday, and I understand yours did too. Many of you responding to your Volume 1 edition of Invisible War on the Saints. Oh, it's great, my friend. Let's see, we have an introduction here in Part 1, and then background of all of this. How you battle the devil, and how did we do it, huh? Episode 3 is The Power of the Enemy, and Episode 4, We Are Definitely at War. Talking about the new 10-part series called Invisible War on the Saints. I am so excited to bring this to you via Refuge Media. They did so much work and put so much money into all of this down there in Tri-City. That's a part of WHCB, of course. Very excited. You need to get your copy of everything we have ever done in the ministry. Now, in these 44 years, this is probably the most important series. Knew nothing about demons until they attacked us at our country home in Cherubusco, Indiana, and it changed our ministry, our attitude toward everything forever. They're out there. They're after you today. Invisible War on the Saints, with yours truly. Volume 1, available now. Dateline London, sad, sad, sad this week. A judge in the United Kingdom ruled that a couple may send their 4-year-old foster son to the school in the girl's clothing after allowing him to identify as a girl. High Court Justice David Williams of the Royal Courts of the Justice in Westminster decreed that despite objection by social services in Lancashire County, which had argued that the unnamed couple had acted in a precipitate manner in relationship to the perceived gender dysphoria, the boy should not be removed from his parents' care, as had been requested by the Lincolnshire Council officials. According to the Daily Mail, experts had given glowing reports about the parents and their parenting skills. However, school officials had expressly asked the parents to refrain from sending him in girls' clothing, or her, or... Oh, it's so good. Who is the author of Confusion? Of course, everyone knows that a four-year-old has lots of wisdom, lots of knowledge, lots of understanding of biology and worldviews and all of... I'm being facetious. Those kids can't make decisions at that early age. Absolutely crazy. Yep. These people, residents of Moronville. Parents are responsible. You, for the training and the influencing of their children. Grandma and Grandpa, you too. Keep in mind, in this country, courts are ruling against Christian organizations who don't want to be forced to place their kids in homes that do not allow children to be taught the Christian worldview. But this war is real. And speaking of really stupid people, there are so many out there. On CNN's Primetime with Chris Cuomo, a segment on the legality of state-level fetal heartbeats and the bills quickly spiraled into a chaotic mess, a debate about whether unborn children should be considered human beings or not. Now, can you imagine, friends? CNN contributor and erstwhile New York City Democratic politician Christine Quinn said, "When a woman is pregnant, that is not a human being inside of her." What? Are you serious, lady? When Rick Santorum asked CNN host Chris Cuomo if he disagreed that at the moment of conception that a child is a human being and alive, Cuomo replied, "That means it's viable." And Santorum asked, "Is it biologically a human life?" Wow, that got Quinn up. She shouted, "No!" You see what we're dealing with here, Christian? These people are not in the same world you're in. Big group on the right, big group on the left, and it's a war. The secularization of the culture means the secular religion is being imposed and forced upon all people. Talk about demonic, is it ever? What do you think about the latest from the president? I mean, there's so many things, but this one? President Trump said criminals who kill police officers should get the death penalty, returning to his previous calls for harsher punishment for these people. I agree. Trump made the comments during a Wednesday speech for the National Peace Officers Memorial Day service on Capitol Hill, an event that honors law enforcement officers who've died in the line of duty. You probably know someone. I certainly do. We believe that criminals who murder police officers should immediately, but with a trial, get the death penalty. President Donald Trump. So, you got a choice. You can be a billionaire or no Jesus. Which would you rather have? The richest man in Singapore, Philip Ning Chi Tat, has said living without Jesus and focusing on material things is a very sad way to live. Well, amen. This billionaire tycoon said he's an ardent Christian and prides himself in giving his life to Jesus Christ. During an interview with Believers Portal, Philip said also that humans are broken and the peace that makes them whole is none other than Jesus Christ himself. And to him, everyone has a missing piece that once found will make them whole. Well, that is great. He said, "I've discovered all of us are broken, all of us having something missing there. The missing piece for me was God in Jesus Christ," said the tycoon. "The only way to achieve happiness and live a fulfilling life is through recognizing human search for all the wrong things." Well, we certainly know that, don't we? A better life, a better purpose, a better me, and a better everything. I was looking at all the wrong things for so long. The wealthy developer said all of his life things did not make any sense, but his life took a turn when he discovered the love of Almighty God. It sure beats a lot of money and those material things that you may have. It starts with accepting who you are, that you are broken, and there's a missing piece. That missing piece, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a message the billionaire gave. and he is absolutely spot on. And we can't let this Friday pass without recognizing how important this day is. It's National Pizza Party Day. So go ahead and order that pizza for the fam tonight. You're right on target. I love pizza. Hey, wisdom from the word, always. Don't go away. We'll have it in just a moment. And you call me your friend. And you guys are sending me pictures of morel mushrooms, bluegills, and crappies. Would a friend do that? I haven't been able to get into the woods. I haven't been able to get on the lake. Yesterday, I walked outside with my fading pneumonia, and I still have it. I know I do, but no, I'm teasing. Thank you for the pictures, but it really does bother me. Could you maybe put those things on dry ice and mail them to Fort Wayne? I say again, I'm excited to check out you, my Facebook friends. Love to see where you live. One small town after another. And you say wonderful things like you never miss the show. Some of you taking your lunch break during the time. It is just, I mean, it really is. Hello World is blessed to have you here. And I mean that sincerely. Been a part of our Facebook team yet? Get on board. I pray for you. You pray for me. And together, we continue to take a conservative Christian message forward to the glory of God. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N, I am looking for you. Why not today? Greg Patton, I think I love you. Well, some of you are new and haven't heard our message on the spirit world. We have been preaching it for a few decades now, and we're happy to report some of you already have watched Volume 1, Invisible War on the Saints, our story of battling the demonic world. Now, here's kind of a key. God was allowing us to be used mightily through Roanoke Baptist Church. I was staff evangelist for 10 years. Greg, Sharon, Jeremy, Jason, Benjamin, Rachel, Rebecca, Sarah traveled the countryside in a fifth wheel, sharing the good news, revival, altars filling nightly. We traveled overseas. Yeah, we took a teacher with us, and it was wonderful. God was blessing, and I thought, this is what it's all about. And then God allowed my beautiful spiritual apple cart to be completely overturned. It was a great thing. At the time, I thought it was the worst thing that ever happened to me. It ended up being the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I mean, I had no idea what to do. You're there. When you're at wit's end, when you run out of money, when you get the really bad news, whatever that might be, man falls on his face before Almighty God. And that's oftentimes, if not most of the time, why God allows that to occur. You need to rely solely on Him. God is in control. Without God, you can do absolutely nothing. So we get a phone call from a 30-some-year-old woman right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, passing through at our international airport, and she's filled with hundreds of demons. I didn't even know this could happen. She's crying out on a phone to me. And that started a one-year saga that cost us thousands of dollars and some of the most bizarre things I've ever experienced in my entire life. My wife and children subjected to that also. And, well, that's really what this series is all about. The Invisible War on the Saints. How we started. How God allowed us to read 119 books on the topic. Consult with conservative Christian pastors and evangelists and revivalists across this country, be with them and say, what is happening in my life and is this normal? And found out that, my goodness, most Christians, most pastors have no idea what's going on in this realm. It's just part of your Christian walk. Sometimes people go to seed in different areas. They find out something. See that a lot in prophecy. People know everything about prophecy, every word in the Bible about prophecy, and yet very weak Christians. You can go to seed on anything. You really can. Christians, you need a balance in your life. And I tell people, you know what this is about? Just one more tool in your tool chest. Oftentimes I watch PBS and I see the specials on home building and this old house and that, and they have every tool under the sun for everything that comes about, and gotta tell you, a little bit envious there. Well, this is perhaps the biggest tool you can have in your toolbox. When things start to happen that are just out of this world, what are you going to do? Who do you turn to? What tools do you have? What knowledge do you have available from the Word of God that can combat a very real enemy? I mean, if we read in the Word of God that Satan and an innumerable amount of angels left heaven, I mean, I can count, what, into billions, trillions, and there's more than that. Where are they, and what are they doing in the world today? What are they doing with your family, your church, you as an individual? Are you praying against them? Do you know how to pray against them? We have had one encounter after another, hundreds, and we have worked with some really good Christian people, pastors from Bob Jones University, from Liberty University, from Hiles Anderson College and University there in Hammond, Indiana, Tennessee Temple, and so many others, just simply saying, hey, it invades every Christian life to some degree, and do you know what to do? Thus is born Invisible War on the Saints. And you need to get it, really do. And if you hear our message, oftentimes we'll preach it in the local church. The pastor needs some help. Our last, we really gave a great series with Pastor Israel Hughes. That was at Blevins Chapel Baptist Church. And folks came over from Burbank Free Will Baptist Church, well, all over the area. It was a great time, and God blessed. Information, we need it. There is power in that, my friend, and know the truth of the Word of God and not be afraid. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Me, I'm a scaredy cat about everything. So what do you think happened to me when our farmhouse came under attack and we had up to a dozen pastors in our home living with us and praying with us, trying to combat the enemy? And so much of that was because we had no idea what we were doing or the power that you have against the enemy. Yeah, don't be afraid, my friend. And by the way, just contact us. HelloWorldRadio@gmail.com. If you have something personal, you can message me on the Facebook page. Many of you have. We've given you material advice, a book to read. There's one that I have that's dear and near to my heart from a pastor friend that I think will just help you immensely. But again, we're so excited that Refuge Media saw the possibility here and said, let's do something on this, Greg. Let's put together a video series. And we have 40 messages now. Invisible War on the Saints, and Volume 1 is in many of your hands. Watch it. And if not, you need to get a copy and get started against the enemy. Yeah, just one more tool in that valuable toolbox to help you in your Christian walk. Well, has it been a good week this week? Have you represented the Lord well, reading your Bible every day, praying every day? Have you served mankind in some way? That was what Jesus' message was all about, wasn't it? Others, always about others, never about self. Growing in the Lord, huh? I need you. Fellowshipping. I need church. Are you going to be there this weekend? This Sunday, I pray that you are hearing the Word of God, singing praises unto His name, praying in the house of... Oh, I love it. It is life, my friend. Church this Sunday. Be there. Not saved. Need to get that taken care of. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you not done that? Oh, let's do it then. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Invite Jesus Christ into your life. And, oh, what a fantastic adventure you're going to be on. Most of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about. Amen. And today's bumper snicker, how are you going to spend eternity? Smoking or non-smoking? That's it for a Friday. Hello, world. News, information, comment, Bible, things that are important to the conservative Christian American. I'm so grateful that you join us each day at this time. You've been telling others, droves of you joining us on Facebook, and I love that. And forgive me if I accidentally deleted you. We'll get back together here. Lord will work all that out. I'm looking forward to church on Sunday, being with other believers. What a fantastic time. Thanks so much for being here today. And that's the way it is. Friday, May 17th, 2019. God bless.